Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright, and tonight we have a great show. We have Ellen Forrest, we have Minnie Goodman, Eileen Farrell, Louis Armstrong, and many more, so stick around. Now, to get us started, coming up in the next 10 minutes, you'll be hearing from Chris Conner. We'll have James Darren right here on this very stage. And here are the Andrew Sisters and By Mere Bistu Shane.
Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some, until I first met you I was lonesome. And when you came inside, dear, my heart grew light, and this old world seemed new to me. You're really swell, I have to admit you deserve expressions that really fit you. And so I've racked my brain hoping to explain all the things that you do to me. By mere Bistu Shane, please let me explain. By mere Bistu Shane means you're grand. By mere Bistu Shane, again I'll explain. It means you're the fairest in the land. I could say Bella, Bella, even Sevender Bar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are. I've tried to explain by mere Bistu Shane. So kiss me and say you understand. By mere Bistu Shane, you've heard it all before, but let me try to explain. By mere Bistu Shane means that you're grand. By mere Bistu Shane, it's such an old refrain, and yet I should explain. It means I am begging for your hand. I could say Bella, Bella, even Sevender Bar. Each language only helps me tell you how grand you are.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet, the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Now wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. Wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come. Come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine. We're gonna drain the cup dry. Wait till your charms are ripe for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but you ain't left the ground. Now wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Come the day you're mine.
Pennies in a stream, fall. Setting are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze, the warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight. Telegraph cables, they sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized.
That's Chris Conner from her CD called Chris Craft and Moonlight in Vermont. John Blackman wrote it back in 1945. The most popular version of this was by Margaret Whiting. Before that, we heard from James Darren from his CD called This One's From the Heart. It was a Carolyn Lee and Cy Coleman tune from 1959, a good one called The Best Is Yet to Come. And we started with the Andrew Sisters, a famous English song from 1937 called My Beer, Miss Duchesne. It got up to number one on the hit parade in 1938. You're listening to Swing on WVXU and WMUB. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Louis Armstrong with Oscar Peterson. We'll have Diane Schur, and right now it's Les, it's Larry, it's Les and Larry, and Skyliner.
Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, that man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him. Look at me and smile, I'll understand, and in a little while he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him Sunday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good. Just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I shall meet him someday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him.
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. Yes, the only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui, and I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. Yes, I get no kick from champagne, mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true, babe? I get a kick out of you. Some get a kick from cocaine, babe. I'm sure that if I took one sniff, that would bore me to riff liquid too. Oh, baby, I get a kick out of you. Baba da 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 da, I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. Yes, I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yet, baby, I get a kick out of you. Yes, Yes, I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. Baby, I get a kick, though it's clear to me you obviously don't adore me. Mama, I get no kick in the plane. Flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea of nothing to do. Yeah, baby, I get a kick. Mama, I get a boot. I get a kick. Ba ba da 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 yo.
A classic Cole Porter tune from 1934 called I Get a Kick Out of You. And that was Louis Armstrong, backed up by a quartet consisting of Oscar Peterson on piano, Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Louis Beltzman on drums. Before that, it was the incomparable Diane Shore, a George and Ira Gershwin tune from 1924 called, great one, called The Man I Love. Introduced by Marion Harris, made popular in the 20s by Paul Whiteman. And we heard from Les and Larry Elgart. Charlie Burnett wrote it in 1944, a big one called Skyliner. Music only, no words. You're listening to Swing on 91.7 and 88.5. I'm Bill Cartwright. Coming up shortly, we'll be hearing from Helen Forrest, from Benny Goodman. And right now, it's Eileen Farrell, Luther Henderson's Orchestra, and Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams.
When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Until that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Wrap them in dreams and dream your troubles away. Really funny that way. No use to grumble, just smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day? Hey, remember that sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Ooh,
tables on me. And now I'm falling for you. You turn the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the lovely presents you brought, why hadn't you brought me more? Now when you come, I'd welcome anything from a 5 and 10 cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turn.
And that's Helen Forrest and a song written by Sidney Mitchell and Louis Alter in 1936. Came from a film with Alice Faye called Sing Baby Sing. It was You Turned the Tables on Me. Big version of this was by Benny Goodman that year. He got it up to number one. Before that, it was Benny Goodman and You're a Sweetheart. Harold Adamson and Jimmy McHugh wrote it in 1937. It was in a film, another film by Alice Faye, this one called You're a Sweetheart. And we started with Eileen Farrell with Luther Henderson's Orchestra and a song written by Ted Kohler and Billy Mull in 1931, introduced by Bing Crosby, who had one of the big versions of this, along with Erskine Hawkins. The song was Wrap Your Troubles in Dreams. We're going to take a little break right now. I'll be back after the break with Helen Ward. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the second half of Swing. I'm Bill Cartwright. We still have a lot more great stuff lined up for you. For instance, in the next 10 minutes, it'll be Joe Stafford. We'll have Bobby Darin in one of his hits. And right now, it's Helen Ward with Benny Goodman. And this sounds like I'm missaying the name of the song, but the name of the song is I'll Never Say Never Again, Again. And here it is.
Thank you. that's just the thing I said I'd never do. I walked away and said goodbye. I was hasty, wasn't I? I missed you so I thought I'd die. But it's all over now, my hat's in the sky. I'll never say never again, again, 'cause here I am in love again, head over heels in love again with the same sweet you.
Never saw things going so right, noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Oh, blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Birds singing a song, nothing but bluebirds all day long. I never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right, noticing the days are hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right, noticing the days are hurrying by. When you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue.
not denied me. Just one look and then I knew that all I long for long ago was you.
I'm Bill Cartwright, and you're listening to Swing on 91.7 Cincinnati and 88.5 in Oxford. That was the great Joe Stafford, backed up by the Paul Weston Orchestra. A number six song from 1944, it was Long Ago and Far Away, written by Ira Gershwin and Jerome Kern in 1944 in a film with Rita Hayworth called Cover Girl. Before that, Bobby Darin and Nelson Riddle, the best, and Blue Skies, Irving Berlin tune from 1927. We started with Benny Goodman, mostly Benny Goodman, a little bit of Helen Ward. She only got in on a song which was about 3.5 minutes long. She only got in the last minute and 12 seconds worth. Anyway, the song was I'll Never Say Never Again, Again. This song, On the Hit Parade, number 30 in 1953. And before that, well before that, it was made popular by Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra. Coming up, we're going to be hearing from Sinatra. You didn't think we'd have the program go by without hearing Frank Sinatra, did you? We have Lena Horne, and right now it's a big one, a good one from Les Brown called I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm.
Sing. Why does December seem sunny as spring? Why do I get up each morning to start. Happy and head up with joy in my heart. Why is each new task a trifle to do? Because I am living a life full of you. I'm singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready, ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everybody from the place. Come on, little raindrops, I've got a smile on my face. And I walk down the lane with a happy refrain. And I'll be singing, just singing in the rain. And let the stormy clouds chase everybody from the place. Come on, little raindrop, I've got a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy, happy refrain. And I'll be singing, I'll be singing in the rain, singing in the rain. Let the stormy clouds chase. Get up, get up, everybody from the place. Come on, come on, come on, little raindrops, I've got a big fat smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane, I'll keep a happy refrain. I'll be screaming, screaming, and singing in the rain. I'm singing in the rain, I'm singing in the rain.
Tall and thin, 5'7" of bones and skin. But when she tells me maybe she loves me, I feel as mellow as a fella can be. She's so skinny, she's so drawn. When she stands sideways, you think she's gone. But when she calls me baby, I feel fine to think she's frantically, romantically mine. She's slender, but she's tender. She makes my heart surrender. And every night when I hold her tight, the feeling is nice. My arms can go around twice. My lean baby, she's so slim. The broomstick's wider, but not as trim. And when she starts to kiss me, then I know I love her so I'll never ever let her go. No, my lean baby, strange to see, and all that for nothing, it belongs to me. And though she may be scrawny, she's okay, because I wouldn't want her any other way. And she's so skinny, she's so drawn, when she stands sideways, you would think that she's gone. When she calls me baby, I feel fine to think she's frantically, romantically mine. I chased her and I caught her, then a diamond ring I bought her. Hey, the diamond shine, the ring is so fine, but here is a twist, she wears it right on her wrist. My lean baby, she's so slim. A broomstick's wider, but not as trim. And when she starts to kiss me, then I know I love her so I'll never ever let her go. My lean baby, tall and thin.
That's the number 25 song in 1953. It was Sinatra and Lean Baby. Before that, it was Lena Horne and a song you may remember from a fabulous movie called Singing in the Rain. That was the song. Arthur Freed and C.O. Herb Brown wrote it in 1929. And it started off in 1929 in a film called The Hollywood Review of 1929. And then in 1952, the big version with Gene Kelly came out, and it was a bombshell. Singing in the Rain. Before that, Les Brown, his Band of Renown, and an Irving Berlin tune from 1937 called I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, in a film called On the Avenue with Dick Powell, and another one by Alice Faye. We have time for a few more. Here's Doris Day and I Could Write a Book.
If they ask me, I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look. I could write a preface on how we met so the world forget, and the simple secret of the plot is just to tell them that I love you a lot. Then the discovers as my book ends how to make two lovers a
to be in out late, walking my baby back home. Arm in arm over meadow and farm, walking my baby back home. We go long harmonizing a song, or I'm reciting a poem. Hours go by and they give me the eye, walking my baby back home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile and snuggles her head on my chest. We starting to pet, and that's when I get her talcum all over my vest. After I kind of straighten my tie, she has to borrow my comb. One kiss, then I continue again, walking my baby back home. The dark, so I have to park outside of her door till it's light. She says if I try to kiss her, she'll cry. I dry her tears all through the night, hand in hand to a barbecue stand. Right from her doorway we roam. Eats and then it's a pleasure again, walking my baby, talking my baby, loving my baby. I don't mean maybe, walking my baby back home.
Sorry to break in, folks, but we're running out of time. This is a great little piece called Little Darlin' by Count Basie. Before that, it was Nat King Cole, Billy Mays Orchestra, a Roy Turk tune from 1930 called Walkin' My Baby Back Home, and we heard from Cincinnati's own Doris Day, Rodgers and Hart tune called I Could Write a Book. This is Bill Cartwright saying thanks so very much for joining us tonight. Hope you'll come back again next weekend, Saturday night between 10 and 11, for lots more wonderful music on Swing. Stand by now for Lee Hay and the Blues. It's coming up next.